Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Aisha. How may I help you?
Yes, I need to talk to somebody about what I had some money taken out of my account by you guys, and
okay.
I don't know why.
Oh, for just a moment.
Okay.
Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
59405.
59405.
Correct.
Okay, can I have your name, please?
Debbie Welsh, W-E-L-S-C-H.
Okay, hold for just a moment. And how much were you charged?
Well, on the 11th was $5.74, and on the 15th, $67.32.
Okay, hold for just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, can I have you verify your address for me, please?
613th Avenue South, apartment number 223, Great Falls, Montana, 59405.
Okay, thank you for the information. Hold for just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so by looking at this account, ma'am, it looks like you, can I have you verify the address again?
600 13th Avenue South, apartment number 223, Great Falls, Montana, 59405.
Okay, thank you for the information. So by looking at this account, it looks like you had got a tactical bag. You paid the shipping, which is $574. And you was enrolled into, like, our monthly Gadgets Club, which we give customers, like, $125 gift cards that you can use online at an online gadget store. But you will be billed around $56.95 every month for being a gadget member.
I didn't know that that was part of the package. I do not want that.
Okay. Hold for just a moment.
I just wanted the bag.
Okay, hold for just a moment while I get your account canceled. I'm still here. Hold for just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, let me know when you're ready for your cancellation number.
Okay.
Okay, so your cancellation number is 26059. 7718.
Okay, you can't do that online, or is that just a verification number?
Okay, so your account is already canceled, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Okay. Is that 6732 going to be given back to me?
Okay, so ma'am, unfortunately, no, ma'am, because this is considered a valid charge, which you did online. So what we can do to help you out...
Excuse me, that was for the 574. I did not agree for the 6732.
It's still within our terms, ma'am.
What?
Can you repeat that for me, please?
I only want to pay for the 574. I did not agree to the 6732.
Okay, so that was still explained in our terms and conditions before putting your credit card information in.
I would like my 6732 back.
Unfortunately, we cannot do that for you, ma'am. So what we can do is provide you with a 35% refund. You'll get back $23.56 back into your account.
I would like my 6732 back, please.
Now, unfortunately, we cannot do that for you. We can provide you with a 50% refund. You'll get back in your account $33.66, and that's the best thing we can do for you, ma'am.
It's a 6732.
Okay. Would you like the 50% discount? That's the best thing we can do for you as of today.
Ma'am, I just want my 6732 back.
Unfortunately, we cannot do that for you.
I'm sorry. You can take money out of my account without my permission? When I gave permission for the 574, but you did not give me no notification about the 6732.
We can provide you with that 50% refund, ma'am.
I want the 6732, so I will report this to my bank, and I will be getting my money back from you, or they will. Thank you.